you appreciate a Rishon so much more, and you're so much more attuned to what kashas to ask, so what to notice when you have a sense of what sort of sefer that Rishon is, right? We have a sense of what the genre of sefer is. Rambam's Mishneh Torah is not Chidushim on Shas. You learn the Rashba, so you expect most of the time the Rashba has an aura on the Gemara that you're learning. And you want to see the Rashba's aura, you look at that Gemara. Right, once in a while, it'll be in a different place. We've looked at a Rashba on that base and base to find out what it says about that base and mouth, and so on and so forth. But usually, you know, you'll find things where they belong. And he has a kasha, most of the time, he'll ask the kasha or imply the kasha. If he has a chiddush, he'll say so. Because he was writing Chidushim on Shas. The Rambam was not writing Chidushim on Shas. The Rambam had a lot of Chidushim on Shas. But the Sefer Mishneh Torah is not a Sefer of Chidushim on Shas. The Sefer Mishneh Torah is meant to be a presentation, an organized presentation of the Maskanos of the Torah Shebaal Peh, the classic works of Chazal. An organized presentation of the Maskanos of Mishneh, Tosefta, and Bavli, Yerushalmi, and Midrash HaLacha. The Rambam may have a creative way of reading a Gemara. The Rambam might have had a kasha on a Gemara and came up with the teretz, but the vast majority of the time, he won't present it as, oh, here's my chiddush on that Gemara, or, ooh, here's a kasha and here's a teretz. Once in a very long while, he will, within the context of Mishneh Torah, but the vast majority of the time will be far more subtle because he's not writing chiddushim on shas. So here's a great example. You open up the Rambam to the second paragraph, by the time of the passing, but being in the first paragraph, this came up, and now you turn to this, being in the second paragraph, this came up. He's already laid out the field, in the first paragraph, of the different flavors of Shor HaMazik, what we would refer to as Karen, Shein, and Regel, which, by the way, he only names, as you see, Parak Avolah Yud, near the very end. Now, until this point, you just know about Muad and Tam, what we refer to as Shein and Regel versus Karen. Then he finally used the language of Avos Mezikin at the end of Parak Aleph. Here you see Parak Avolah Yud. Shlosh Avos Mezikin Bashar, Karen, Shein and Regel. That's a direct quote of which text? It's a direct quote of the Brisa that appear at the top of Beis Avodah Zarah, Tanur Rabbanan. There are three Avos Mezikin. Karen Chen read the end, and they reflect Rav correct. Parak Sheni. He says, ah. Parak Sheni. Echad Avos Nezikin, or Avos Nezakin. The Echad HaToldos. Both Avos and Toldos. Imhaya Ha'av Muad, Toladato Mu'edas. Imhaya Tam, Toladato Kamohu. If the Av is Muad, then its tolda will be muad. If the av is a tam, then toladato kamohu. Its tolda will be like it. And that language, obviously, is meant to directly correspond to the language of kayotzva. Right? So tolda sen kayotzva. Okay. The whole of those, and now, he had mentioned in a sort of very algebraic way, if the av is muad, then the tolda is muad. If the av is tam, then the tolda will be tam. Well, are of those Muladim or Tam. So now he reviews what he had already laid out largely in the first parak. The V'chol Avos Mezikin, V'chol Toledo Seyen, Muladim Hein Mitchila San, Chutz Mi Kerev Toledo Sam, Shehem Tabim Batchila Ad Sheyu Adu Kemo Shebe Arim. In case you're wondering which of us are Tam and which of us are Muladim, so let me review what I already laid out in the first parak, that Avos Mezikin, and therefore their Toledos, Avos Mezikin tend to be Muadim, with the exception of Keren, which is Tam B'Tchiloso, and only becomes a Muad, depending on Zik Shaling, later on. And so, and now applying the equation of Toldos and Kayotzvan, that means that Toldos also, all Toldos are Muadim B'Tchiloso, depending on Zik Shaling, from the get-go, with the exception of the Toldos of Keren. Then, so far, so good. And then, Halacha Beis, Kol Toldo Ka'av Shalom, which seems like it's a repeat of Aleph Aleph. Chutz mitzros ha-menatzim mitachas rakhle ve'ema. V'shasi lucha, with the exception of the tzoros that fly out from under the feet of the animal while it's walking, which we know as tzoros, this is koach regel, even though it is a toldus regeling, and potar ling b'shos ram k'regel, as our Gemara had specified at the end of the Sugya Gilman Beis, and imiziku b'shos ha-mizik m'shalim n'ayachash b'nechasav k'regel, shu'av, even though it has, we paskin, two similarities to regel, both the patur in Rishus HaRabim, and when you are chayed, you have to pay min or aliyah, not just migufo, afapichein, eino mishalem, ela chatinet. You only pay chatinet for tzoros, and Elah HaGimel Keitzer goes on to explain the details, what's a case of tzoros, and the fact you pay chatinet. Min or aliyah, there's no limited liability, but there is, you only pay 50% of the actual debt. So you look at the Rambam and you say, go! This is the sugya of that we just learned. The Rambam just put it in very sure, Tosin Kayotzvan, he just summed up the whole Tublar of Gemara, Tosin Kayotzvan, with the exception of Tzoros, which is Lav Kayotzvan. It is a Tolda Rego, but it's a Tolda which is Lav Kayotzvan. Good? Looks fine? Rambam had anything? Rambam had anything. Yeah. His job is to sum up the maskana of the circuit. So it's not a kasha if the Rambam didn't add anything, because he's not attempting to add. He's attempting to summarize. The adding comes when the Rambam had his own approach to the sugya that might be different than what we have. Wise people have pointed out that the Rambam has the Chaim Soloveitchik. Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik has this nusach. The Rambam is the only major rishon whom we learn consistently who did not have Rashi in front of him. A very, very sharp Hagdara. Most of us don't spend, most people don't spend a lot of time learning it. We just spend time learning Rashi, Tosfos, Ramban, Raj, Ritva, Balamor, Rambam, Ran, Muke Yosef. Yes, Rashi did not have Rashi in front of him, correct. And, well, but then when he was done, he did. Gita Vyoda Dom Kaffa. Right. No, but there's a lot of depth to that. Now, there's Tosfos, all the other Rishonim, Balya Tosfos and the later Chachmei Ashkenaz, who were heir to a certain extent to the tradition of Balya Tosfos, from the Ramban and on, the later Sfaradim were all Tabidei, Vivayis Medrashim Tal Ramban, who was impacted by Chachmei Ashkenaz. So they're typically reacting to Rashi. They might agree with Rashi, they might disagree with Rashi, they might say so or not say so, but if they're radically different than Rashi, they're probably going to tell you. Or at least it'll be evident. They know that they're within that context. The Rambam is not in the context of Rashi. So he may happen to say what Rashi said, or not, or be totally out of the box and not feel the need to point it out. Number one, because he wasn't using Rashi. He doesn't think of himself as being radically different than Rashi. There's no departure in his mind. Plus, he's not writing Kiddush HaMashas. Mishperish and Mishnah is right in Perish. He still might not say I'm different than Rashi. Certainly, Mishnah Torah, he just tried to present the Gemara, Maskam the Gemara, as he understood. So he will often, very nonchalantly, say something that strikes us as surprising because he was just quoting the Gemara. Sometimes he doesn't quote the Gemara because he passes like a different figure, but sometimes he's quoting our Gemara, he just has a totally different take on our Gemara. And he's not trying to write Kiddushim. He's just saying what the Maskav of the Gemara is according to his interpretation of it. So here, he just quoted the Gemara. But you might notice that what?
He's talking about how the Lav Kayotzev and Nishantin Nezeh, but that's the Gemara.
Well, he starts right away by saying, let's move back to Halacha Beis Halacha. And he's obviously laying out the question, or rather the answer to the question, of Kayotzev and Lav Kayotzev. Again, Rambam is just trying to present Maskanas. He's presenting Maskana is, in general, Kayotzev. And by the way he presents it is, well, you're either a Muad or a Tam, depending on whatever the Av was. So if you read the Rambam so carefully and think backwards, the reverse engineer the Rambam into the Gemara, you say, well, what the Rambam is saying is that the Gemara Shaila was, if the Av is Muad, does that mean the Tov is a Muad? If the Av is Tam, does that mean the Tov is Tam? And the answer was yes, maybe with one exception. Now, that's interesting. Rav didn't make a big deal of it, but if you think about it, that's what he was saying. Now, if you want to see someone who expresses more directly because he's writing Al Seder HaGemara, that's the Rif. Take a look at the Rif. By the way, just to put things into historical context, you expect a vast majority of the time to find that the Rambam is aligned with the Rif, because he was from that school of thought. Rambam was the intellectual great-grandson of the Rif. Rambam's father, Rabbi Maimon, was one of the great Talmidim of the Rebbe Magash, who in turn was probably the towering Talmud of the Rif. This is all happening across the Straits of Gibraltar, in Spain and in Morocco. That's where the Rif. That's where the Rif is operating. The Rif moved back and forth between two. The Rif. Why is it called the Rif? Resh is for Rabbeinu, Yud is for Yitzhak, and Pei is for Fez, because that's where he was from. Rabbeinu said Al-Fasi. Rabbeinu said Al-Fasi. Something referred to as the Re'af. That Aleph, obviously, for those who are up with the Arabic, that's Al-Fasi is Ha-Fasi. The one from Fez. He was from Fez. So Rif's Barber's life was in Spain, and Barber's life was in Morocco. Let's take a look at the Rif, Rav Osler. The Rif.
The Rambam
started life in Cordoba, in Spain, and then he made his way, escaped the Almohads in Spain, made his way down into Morocco, and then across Northern Africa to Eretz Yisrael and back to Egypt. He did leave. He could be able to defend at some point.
It's in the song.
About to take a look at the Rif. The Rif also is an earlier version of the Rambam's idea. I mean, the Rambam is building off of the Gaonim and then the Rif, writing different Kitsurim of the Gemara, with three major differences. Because the Rambam's range of topics is much larger. He's expanding to even those issues, topics which are halacha, ma'aseh b'zman hazeh, like Zoran, Kachshim, and Taurus, and to issues of hashkafa and emuna. Number two, his corpus is much broader, because he's not, unlike the Rif and the Gaon, he's not Babli-centric. He doesn't believe that the Babli automatically wins. The Rambam is quoting equally liberally from, and he quotes more Bablis than other things, but it doesn't automatically give precedence to the Babli over the Yerushalmi or over Midrash Halacha. And finally, most relevant right here, is that while the Gaonim and the Rif were largely trying to be Makacha the Gemara, Al Seder HaGemara, the Rambam was seeking to thoroughly organize everything into a strict logical order. So you can be able to find the Rif. Rif's comments on the Gemara typically are where it belongs. And once in a long while, the Rif will move a sugya to where most of the sugyas on top of it are. But usually it's Al Seder HaGemara. So we find the Rif right here. Opening Rif, he quotes the Mishnah, and he quotes the Gemara and explicitly tells you, I'm giving a page. Meaning that somebody else in the book called, they could have told us as a Rif, not all from an Aleph. So I'm saying, give us a lot of them. Pirush, what does that mean, says the Rif. What does that child mean? I am commenting on this Gemara, what does it mean? Kevin the Kaimelon as a Chalmimono, Vichati Nezeh. Kenasa, fascinating. Already plugging Daf Tezvav into Daf Beis. Umuah shehizik mishal nezik sham min aliyah b'tam sham katzin nezik migufo. Since we know that there are differences across the field of nezik, so therefore that we know there are differences in whether it's mamon or kenas. There are differences in terms of whether it's Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shal. We know the difference in terms of whether it's Migufo, limited liability, and Minhalia. So that gets us wondering, but even Lameida, we want to know, very fascinating language, how many toldos, the Hani Avos, Yikiyot Zveninu, are the tolds like the Avos, the Homuad Minayu, Toldile Kamase, that each Muad of the Avos will have toldos which are also Muadim, and therefore Mishalei Nezek Shal Minhalia. And meanwhile, a Tom told the delay kavasei. If you have an av which the Tom, it's told us we like it, namely, Mishalei b'chatzin ezek migufo. Is that the case? Told the same Chayotzben that each told has the same specific details, specific specifications, the Av, or not. The told say not Chayotzben. Maybe it's not. Vasik, the Chul, told the same Chayotzben, Barbi told the Regel, which is Chasin and Zekseros. Why? Fascinating. And the riff is very rich. Number one, the clue is where the Rambam gets it. Rambam is quoting the riff. That's pretty clear. And also, the way riff presents it, the Rambam just presents it as fact. The riff gives you this like subtle hints. He says, well, it's because we noticed that even there's diversity among the others. It's fascinating. In other words, really what you should have said, what we were saying is, that itself is a chiddush. We would have expected to open a chumash in December. You're mazik, you're chayiv, you pay. One size fits all. That's what we would have expected. If you're mazik, you have to pay. If you're not mazik, you don't have to pay. Maybe some case of mazik are punter. But halo davaru, there are multiple types of mazikim, and they're not all the same. Sometimes you pay like this, and sometimes you pay like that. And the Rif says, ooh, once you notice it is divergence between the cases which are chayiv, not just some are potter. Okay, that we would have expected, that maybe, you know, Gabram will be potter. There could be the cases which are potter. But no, once we discover that within the cases which are chayiv, they're not all treated the same, there are multiple ways to be chayiv, not just yes or no, chayiv or potter, but chayiv type A and chayiv type B, you could be, there's a trump of chatzi nezek, min aliyah miyufo. So that already gets us one. That's what spurs the question of Telesenka as in Machlos. As in Machlos, David and others point out, the Rif is subtly speaking to the question, even though his overall goal also is to give Piskei Halacha and to give Maskanas, that he's addressing an underlying Shaka Vatarya question, which is, where did this question come from? Where did the question of Telesenka as in Machlos and land from? What was the Havamina? Particularly since, as we noticed, the Gemara keeps giving basically the same response to every Av. What's the Av? We're not sure where the Av is from, what the Tolda is going to be, but once we identify that, we know where the Gemara is going. I said, well, why shouldn't the Tolda be like the Av? Right? Every time, it's like, we saw it with Karen, with Shane, with Regal, with Bar, with Ish, with Adam, and the same thing every time. Well, whatever makes the Av Av, the Tolda has the same factor, why wouldn't it be that today? So what was the Gemara asking to begin with? Of course, Chayotzeven. But there's nothing surprising. In fact, the only surprising thing is that there is actually one case which is La Chayotzeven, and that is Gemara saying, well, Hilchos Gemira La. That's a special exception. So what was the Shaila to begin with? What was the Shaila to begin with? Why would I have thought La Chayotzeven? Right? Of course, Chayotzeven. Right? The whole Gemara is entitled to begin with. Not another is the suggestion that, you know, maybe we already knew Rav Papa's answer, and we sort of raised the question. It was a way of presenting Rav Papa's answer. We knew Rav Papa said it. Instead of just saying, by both sides, there's a total of Kelsen, we raised it more dramatically as a question. Ooh, is Kelsen not Kelsen? After all, there's this model, there's that model. Shabbos Tumah. And really, as we discussed earlier in our debate, Tumah is an odd model for Nezikin. Shabbos, where it's a comparative tolda is much more like Nezikin than tolda, which is transmission. Nezikin isn't transmission. The one case which is transmission, the one tolda which is transmission, is tzoros, right? But that attack is a physical, you know, from the regal, make koach to make the pebbles fly. The whole shaila to begin with was strange. The Nachman Gavin says, okay, maybe the Gemara knew the answer, so we presented it more dramatically. Instead of just saying Tosen and Davi Yosef, we represent it more dramatically. Once you're going with Nachlas Dabba type of thinking, I would say, we also could have skipped the second half of the Gemara, which is even longer. Not just why we have to raise the question of Beis Amidala, but we spend all Beis and Beis, Gimel, spend three Amudim on working out the details when we know what the answer is going to be. It could be there too. As we know, there's one which is Akhil Tzven, and it was an opportunity to, as we discussed earlier in the year, there was an opportunity to begin the Masechta in an extremely methodical fashion by listing and defining all the others and enumerating the totals. It's almost like what immersion of Nachlas David's take on the Sugya is, that is, we want to say Tzoros, And we want to say that the one general Tov saying Gelt saying these one case lav Gelt then. But we built it up as a kasha and teretz to present the material. Okay. But the riff, and this is not the point to start, the riff is saying, riff is grappling with that question. But what's the Gemara's havam here? But the riff's answer seems to be, well, it's because we know that there are distinctions. Because we notice, by looking at the Chumash, that there's more than one way to be chayv for a nezek. So that's what gets us thinking, you know, maybe taka, maybe even from av to tolda, it should be different. Oh, so that's it. Maybe not. It's a good question. So it's a question we need to explore. The riff is explaining to us what drives the sugya. It's the fact that there's divergence horizontally between the avos that made us wonder, maybe there's also a vertical divergence. Maybe some of the avos have told us that are not like them. Once we know there's more than one way to be chai for nezek, so let's figure out how much divergence is there? How much diversity is there? We come to the conclusion, no, Tos and Kayotsman, that with one exception of Tsoros, yes, there's diversion between avos, but every tolda is like its av. Every av is molded toldas kamo. So that's, again, a careful reading of the riff. And now you look back at the Rambam, now you appreciate what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam, again, as I said before, the Rambam is not trying to write a Sefer Kedushin or a Sefer on Shas at all. So he just presents Maskan. And that's most of the Rambam's Kedushin, you need to have very open eyes to notice. Because he's not trying to tell you Kedushin. He's not even trying to explain the Gemara. That's not the goal of the work. That's not the genre. He's just trying to tell you what the Maskanas are. But if you look back at the Gemara, look at the Rambam, and pull a piece of it, then you begin to notice, most Rambam's Kedushin will be discovered, will be visible only once you're looking very carefully. Because he wasn't trying to do that. But then there's still another question. So, okay, so now, we had left off last time, we learned through the Sugya a lot of piece by piece definition of what Karen is. We spent time on Adam the other day. But we left with a couple of larger hanging questions, three larger hanging questions. Now, the first question was really, like, what's the Shaila Tosei gets in all that? And so Rashi seems to imply throughout the Sugya that it's all about Chayim or not Chayim, which is really shocking. So we look at the riff and the Rambam and say, oh, here's another approach. Not chayv or potter. It's chayv type A or chayv type B. Okay. Avada you're told to say you're chayv, but once you know that there's more than one way to be chayv, that is a more nuanced question. And we could wonder whether maybe that's really what Rashi is trying to say. Also not a good question. But this leads to a new question with which we close for now. What's the hava mean? We're out of the frying pan and into the fire. So in order to not go the Rashi route of saying, well, what would the hava mean that you would be a told of a putter, now we're in deeper trouble. What's the hava mean that you would be a told of something which is a muad and end up a tam? Or a told of which is a tam and end up a... How would you have gotten there? I don't understand. You're learning from... Why would a told of bar not be like bar? How can it be possible? I don't understand. You can tell me, well, the Torah says if you're a shomer on a behema, you have a certain chiyuv. But if you're... So I'm going to say, well, I'll compare it to some other case. So if I'm a shomer on a suitcase, I'm more chayiv. Why would a shomer on a suitcase be more or less chayiv than a shomer on an animal? The Torah gave an example. The Torah said, the treifel akav tar shlipen also. Any other case of treifel also. Aser bachilam what divide out. Why would a told? Where would it come from? Where would I learn it from? How is it possible in the world of drushes that I could learn a case of arsakim aso from bar and it would have different dinim? I'm going to learn nischaka pakos nasa from Shane, but it will be a tam where Shane is a muad. I'm going to learn shicha from Karen, but it will be a muad where shicha is a tam. Very strange. Shirav points out that it's strange in a similar way to the other question about Sara Shada. How is it possible that the lamed is different than the melamed? How the guy could derive case B from case A, and yet it's not this doesn't have the same rules as case A. That's the larger problem that hangs over us. So again, which we will address tomorrow morning.